Today's daf is daf Pei Zayin, Rabbi Yisai. We're holding the bottom of Pei Vav Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah, the last line, Tana Rabbanan. Bekitzu, we learned yesterday in the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, that a Zokin Mamre. Zokin Mamre means that if you have a private bezin somewhere of three, and there is a dispute, and there's a roiv and a miut, and the miut, the dayan, says, I refuse to abide by the other two dayanim. They don't know what they're talking about. And we'll see in the Gemara that this can be the Gabi Dina Mominis, it can be the Gabi Dina Kashrus, the Gabi Ibra Chodesh, Ibra Shana, it can be about anything. The one dayan says, I refuse to budge, I refuse to abide by the other two. So what do the three dayanim do altogether? The Inganse Bezin, the Roiv, and this Zokin Mamre, they go up to Eretz Yisrael, and then they find that there are three Batei Dinim on the Harabayis. One of them is at the Pesach Ezras Noshim, the next one is at the Pesach of Ezras Yisrael. Each one of those were Batei Dinim of 23. If they were able to resolve the issue, is great. If they were not, then you went on to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which was sitting in the Lishkas HaGozes. And if he still refused to abide by the psak of the Bezin HaGadol of the Sanhedrin, and he continued paskening like him against them, says our Mishnah, the Chas HaShom, the Zokin Mamre, gets Chanesh. That's what we learned in synopsis in the Mishnah. Zokimar Tan Rabban. The entire pasuk is ki poli mimcha dovar la mishpat bein dom le dom bein din le din uvein nega le nega divrei rivois bisharecha the kam to be alisa la mokam ashiyivcha Hashem alekecha bay. And the Gemara dashes virtually every word of this pasuk ki poli mimcha dovar zot the Gemara be mufla shebebezin akosam adabin. Normally mufla shebebezin means like the rosh bezin, the special extraordinary member of bezin. But Rashi and Tosis both learn it means mumcha le bezin lemutei Talmud. It means any dayan on the bezin, as long as he's already ro'i l'hayrod, he's no longer a Talmud. Rashi yesterday defined Talmud to mean someone below the age of 40 years old. So if he's already over 40, and presumably he's gotten smicha to go and be a dayan, that's what we're talking about in the pasuk. And the pasuk continues on. M'mufla mimcha, kipali mimcha dover la mishpat. This is mimcha ze yoyetz. Yoyitz explains Rashi means that the dissident Dayan is disagreeing with Gabi Ibra Shana or the Gabi Ibra Chodesh, and he refuses to budge, and he says, no, I think that the Chodesh should be, or the year should be, with an extra month or not with an extra month. He disagrees with the other Dayan. What does Yoyitz and Mimcha have to do with each other? So we see the word yoyet associated with the word mimeich, and here we have the pasuk mimcha. So therefore, mimcha is referring to that the machloikis of the bezin is the gabi when will be the ibra chodesh bishuna. The pasuk continues on. Ki poli mimcha dovar la mishpat dovar zu halacha. Says Rashi, halacha over here means halacha l'moishu misinai. Even if the machloikis is whether this is a halacha Moshe Sinai or what the halacha Moshe Sinai is, in other words, a machloikis about the whole halacha, again, chas v'sholom, if he doesn't budge, he gets chenek. Okay, kipol mimcha dovar la mishpat. What is mishpat? Ze ha din. What is din? Explain to Rashi. Anytime you learn something up, mit agzeira shava, one pasuk from the other, heina heina zima zima. All the gzeira shava that you have in Chazal, if he disagrees with that gzeira shava and he refuses to budge, Chenik. Pasuk continues on. Bein dam le dam. Bein dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva, gesundheit. There's a machloikis between two dayanim and the third dayan. Is this really nida blood? Is this leida blood? Is this ziva blood? We'll speak about this more in detail later on in today's daf. Bein din le din. Bein din nefashis. Din imamunits. Din imalkis. Any type of din toira. What involves din nefashis? Of course, there you wouldn't have a bezin of three. You'd have a bezin of 23. Din imamunits. Any time of din imamunits. Din imalkis. Is a person, should he get a makah? Shouldn't he get a makah? Again, if that third dayan or the 23rd dayan, one of the yanim refuses to budge, then, chas v'sholom, if after they ask the bezin HaGadol, listen, Sanhedrin, and he still paskins like himself, then he gets chenek. Bein nega lenega, bein nige odam, nige batim, nige begodim. They're big machloikis in the gabe, the nega of a person, baharis levona, the gabe nige batim, whether nega on a bais is a real nega, tanisht, nige begodim, you have a nega on a beged. We're going to talk about this more later in the blat. Divrei Rivois Bisharacha, Divrei Elu Hacharamim Vo'erichin Ve'ahekdeishois. Why does the Pasuk refer to them as Divrei, explains Rashi? Because all three of these happen through Dibur. In other words, when you want to make something a cheirim, you want to make, say, erki alai, erich ploini alai, you want to make something hegdish, it involves dibor, so therefore you have divrei. And the pasuk continues on, divrei revois bisharacha, revois vashko soita, varivas egla, vataras mitzoira. Revois, of course, is a quarrel, a machloikis. What does it have to do with soita, arifas egla, taras mitzoira, zuktrashi? Hashko soita normally becomes, it's ayide riv, shebeino uvein baala. Presumably, if there's gvaldi yisholim bayis between the husband and wife, and they see eye to eye, the woman wouldn't stray chas v'sholim with someone else. Apparently, she's dissatisfied. So that's the riv. Varivas egla, Rashi says, usually that's accompanied by a final machloikis, a final quarrel. Shehacholol nerag al yedei mariva. Somebody came nebuch to hold him up or whatever, and say tzachos there was a struggle, is a riv. And finally, Taras Metzoyda says Rashi, Sha'af negoyim ayidei riv shel loshen hara heim boim. Oh, we know the word Metzoyda is Rosh Tevis Moitzira. When a person says improper things, he says loshen hara. So that's also, he creates riv. It's part of a riv. That's all the divrei revoice bisharacha. Bisharacha, vusat bisharacha, zu leket shikha upeya. Vusat leket shikha upeya tatimit bisharacha, because it says each time badaniyim, vi ochlu bisharacha visaveyu, that they can go and eat the leket shikha upeya. In Sharecha. Sharecha means everywhere, not only in Yerushalayim. So therefore, if you have a machloikas agabe, any one of these halachas, tekamto, you have to get up, mi bezdin meaning that this local bezdin, not only the dissident, but the entire bezdin has to get up, the alisa, and they have to go up to Yerushalayim. Why does it say v'alisa? Why didn't you say v'halachta, v'nosata? This is v'alisa. Malamish beis hamikdash gvoim eretz Yisrael, because beis hamikdash is the highest spot. V'alisa, so you have to go up to beis hamikdash. And the brides of the eretz Yisrael gvoim mikol arotzois, and eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other arotzois. And as Rashi points out, we have no raya from this v'kamt v'alisa that eretz Yisrael gvoim mikol arotzois. So we're going to have that in a moment from another pasuk. We just know that the Beis Hamikdash was the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. So at least you go up to Lishkas Hagozes, where the said Henrin HaGadol is sitting. And it has to be El HaMokoyim Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekecha Boy. What's my tell? HaMokoyim Alam Asher HaMokoyim Goyrein. What means HaMokoyim Goyrein? You remember back on Daf Yudalid we had that what happens if the Sanhedrin is not sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes? Why aren't they there in the Lishkas Hagozes? L'mashal Chas V'Sholem, they found a cholol out in the midbar somewhere, and we don't know mihiko. Then the Bezin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, has to leave Yerushalayim, go to that place, umadadu, and they have to do a medida to determine which is the closest town, which is the closest city. So the whole Sanhedrin does it. So three-way machloikis, but according to Mandiyama, that everybody has to go, so then nobody would be left in the Lishkas Hagozes. So what happens if en route, right, the Gemara says, Lamushum Beis Pagi, Beis Pagi is on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. If that Dayan, the dissident Dayan, the Zaken Mamre, he's fighting with them when they're all together, they're all traveling on a bus, they're all traveling in a caravan out to somewhere, and he happens to be there, and he says, Rabbi, say you don't know what you're talking about, blah, 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 blah. The whole din of Zaken Mamre only applies in the Lishkas Hagozes Mokem Goyrim. That's when you solidify and certify that this guy is Zaken Mamre, he refuses to listen. So this is now the end of the Braisa that darshened every one of the words in the Pasuk Yipali Mimcha Dover. And now the Gemara says, Bishloim Beis Hamikdash Gvoyim Eretz Yisrael Dechzeh V'Alisa. That's clear, Beis Hamikdash is higher than Tel Aviv and Haifa and Yerushalayim, because it's Gvoyim Eretz Yisrael. El Eretz Yisrael Gvoyim Bekol Aratzis Menoleh. How do we know Eretz Yisrael is the highest land of all the lands in the world? Dechzeh, it says in the Pasuk, Chayin Hinev Yom Boim Ne'um Hashem V'lo Yoimru Oid. It's not that you take out Loyoimer, you have to put instead Veloyoimru Oid, they will no longer talk about Chai Hashem Ashehel Esbnei Yisrael Mi Eretz Mitzrayim Kim Chai Hashem Ashehel Vasher Hevi Ezer Beis Yisrael Mi Eretz Tzafoyim Mi Kol Rotz Sheyidachtim Shom V'Yashvu Al Ad Mosam. This pasuk is talking about Emiyat Hashem, today or next week, Mamish Umzuriteg, Yom and Boyam, the days of Mashiach, that after Mashiach comes, Lo Yomru, Chaya Hashem Hashahel Esmenei Sohme Tzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit Pshat now, Kibitz Golias, how Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Mashiach, and he was maybe as Eretz Beis Yisrael, Eretz Tzafoina, from Bavel, umi Kolorotzois, from America, from Australia, South Africa, everywhere, Eshi Dachtim Shom, that they never were Nidcha there, and they will be returned back, Alan Masam, to go and sit together, Nochamul, in the Eretz HaKodesh. Halavai, Kuyim Verim, Bimheir Bimena. Anyway, we see from this pasuk says Asher Hela, that therefore that Eretz Yisrael is taka higher than Eretz Foina, Kolorotzis, everywhere and anywhere Eretz Yisrael is going to Kolorotzis. Tanaban. So now the simple braisa that we had before, we're going to find out is not so simple. We have a three-way machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, the Gabi Hilchas, Zokin Mamri. Tanaban. Zokin Mamri, Eni Chayv El Adover, She's Doine Kores, Vishigosi Chatzis, Divra Meir. It's got to be something chomor, something heavy-duty stuff. If you're talking about simple stuff, then the din of Zokin Mamre doesn't apply. The Gemara will give us many, many examples shortly. Stay tuned for further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aldova she'ikre medivrei Torah, upirusha medivrei Sofrim. No, no, no. The ikre has got to be that the makoyer of this machloikis is ikre medivrei Torah. You can open up a chumash, open up a sefer Torah, and point. There's a machloikis for Gavi that. And upirusha medivrei Sofrim, that to explain, to understand what the pasuk means, because after all, you can't just go and base halacha based on what it says in the chumash. But there's a pirush and mafarshim that explain what the pasuk tells us in terms of what the halacha is. Oh, if there's a machlokes about that, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Ki poli mimcha dava lemishvat. Reb Shimon Omer afilu diktuk echad mi diktukei sofrim, even if it's one of the diktukei sofrim. Now we don't mean drabanan, because if a person has a machlokes with the bez and din drabanan, there's no din of zokin mamre that he gets chenek. It's only if he has a machloikis that gabi dinam diaraisa. But we mean that if there's halacha that's only based on, it's based on one of the Yud Gimel Midos Lamashal of Rabbi Shmuel, that one says in the morning, it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, you have to come on to Tidukei Sofrim, you have a machloikis about that, boom! Again, Chas V'Sholem, Zokin Mamre gets Chanik. Frank Timur, my time. What's the reason for these three mandiyamim? My time, the Rameya Goma Dover Dover. He learns that Exeter Shava Dover Dover. Ksivacha ki polimimcha Dover Lamishvat. She Dover. Uksivacha menelam Dover me ene hakol. This possible name on Dover me ene hakol is talking about the chatos that one brings by a par helim Dover shel tzibur. What's a par helim Dover shel tzibur? That means that Gans Klal Yisrael sinned, or Roiv Klal Yisrael sinned, based on a faulty psak of the Bez Nagodol. They said, for instance, you're allowed to go and do kach pekach on Shabbos, and therefore that Shabbos everybody did kach pekach, only to find out later that they had charata because they missed it. Shivas Rabbi Kivayge, Shivas Chum Soivet, Shivas Noi Rabbi Yehida, Prima Gudu, Mataz, whatever, they made a mistake, and they said, Hashem Nebegan Gazaldu. You don't have to have it every Yidin Klal Yisrael brings his own karm chatas because he was over on Hilchay Shabbos Bishogeg. Rather, you have one holy cow, one par helim dovish l'tzibur that Gans Klal Yisrael brings on behalf of the Gans Klal Yisrael. Ah, so it says in Loshav Nelam Dover Meiner Kol Mal Alon Dovish Chayav Yisroel Nekaris Hashigosi Chatos. You only go and bring a chatos on something which the mezid there would be kores, and the shogi can bring the karm chatos. Afkan, what it says Dover Ki Poli Mimcha Dover. I learned it from Nelam Dover Afkan Dovish Chayav Yisroel Nekaris Hashigosi Chatos. That's Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says, "Al pi haTorah asher yoyrucha." So you have two things: you have Torah and you have Yerucha. Ad ikra Torah. Torah tells us that it's ikroi midivrei Torah. The Yerucha is the pirushoi midivrei Sofrim, that they had to be moira. They had to go and explain and explicate what the Torah means. Rabbi Shimon Oimer yagid lecha. Pasuk says, "Al pi haTorah asher yoyrucha." Something asher yagid lecha. What's the lashon of pasuk? Al pi haTorah asher yoyrucha v'al mishpat asher yoyimu lecha tase loisosim in a dover asher yagidu lecha. Yagid lecha min a makom ahu afilu koldu. Yagid lecha means almost like people are talking hagada. People almost like a gadita. In other words, not main stuff of halacha. Even it's a kleinigkeit midukluchay sofrim. All to that's enough if he's mechulik on the other dayanim. Chas v'shalom, he gets chenik. Okay, from here till the end of the daf, into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara wants to know, how are we going to explain the braisa that we started off with, giving all the different types of examples, where there's a machloikis between the roiv and the miut? How can these all go in accordance with Rameir, that Rameir says it has to be dovar, she's doine kareis, v'shigigosei chatas. The choira, a lot of the things that we were mentioning are talking about anything having nothing to do with chatos and with mezid and chorus, etc. Izokti Gemara. Omli Rav Huna Baruch Hinna L'Rava. Tirgumali L'ha Masnisa. That brisa that we began at the top, actually the bottom of the Omid Beis, top of the Omid Aleph. Go and please explain this brisa. Alib Dramer. That every one of the halachis that there is a machloikis between the roiv and the miyat on this bezdin has something to do with Shigagosi Chatos and Zedoni Kars. Amri Rav Rapapa. So instead of Rava answering this, Rava said to his Talmid, to Rapapa, Poik, Tirgamalai, Dikansis, you don't need me. You know, I have to go and Paskin out in Torah somewhere. He had to go and teach the Daf. He asked Rapapa, you please go through the whole Braisa once again. And now we're going to start the Braisa all over again. Kiyapoli. The Mufla Shebebez and the Kosa Medaber, we're talking about one of the Dayanim, Lafuke et Talmud. Now it says in the Pasim, Mimcha, Ze Yoyet. What means Yoyet? Sheidea li Aber Shonim v'likvoye chadoshim. He knows how to do Ibiyor, and therefore he knows to go and make certain years. Yes, Ibiyor, certain place. Not Ibiyor. That's the taicha of the word Yoyet. That's the taicha of the word Mimcha. How does Mimcha have anything to do with Iber Hashana? So we had before, because in the top of the Amid it says Mimcha, Mimeich, Yoyet. Good. Okay, what does that have to do with deciding on when the Iyon an extra Chodesh, next an extra Chodesh, Pusas is a team, Mit Mezin, Mit Chatos, Mit Choyig, Mit Ganze Zachel. Kid it not, we learned in the Mishnah. Hein Ha'idu Shema Abren Hashana Kol Ador. Show you Oymen. Ara Purim. There's a major machloikis here in this Mishnah. How late in the year can the Bezdin decide to be Ma'aber the Shona? Can you decide until Erev Rish Chodesh Nisan? Can you decide only until Tishrei? Only until Chanukah? So there's a machloikis. So here in this Mishnah it says, Heine Idu. Heine is referring to Tzvai Chushev Tomid Chachomim, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Papayis, and Rabbi Yeshua Virepafayis, as we bring Drashi from Masechtas Idias. They were made, you can be Ma'ab Deshana Kol Ador. In fact, until Erev Rish Chodesh Nisan, you could still be Ma'ab until the last moment, instead of saying, tomorrow Rabbis will be Rish Chodesh Nisan, Rabbis, tomorrow is going to be Rish Chodesh Ador Shein. Shehoyu Oymen, because other of Chazal disagreed with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Fayis, and they said you can only be make a new Chodesh Ada Purim until Purim. Once Purim passed, too late, Rabbi Yeshua, you cannot go and make an Ibiyo. Now, what's the reason for this machlokes? Explains Rashi, because right after Purim, the Darshanim start darshaning in Hilchos Pesach. Because after all, it says in Masechtas Pesachim, She'alim behilchos haPesach koyin lePesach shloishim yoyim. So what's 30 days before Pesach? Purim. So right after Purim, right after Megillah Leinen, or at least after everybody became sober once again on Shushan Purim, the boy said now is starting to learn Chumetz and Matzah and all the Haluchas and all the good. So the Hashanim are teaching about this for the next 2 weeks until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then the Bezin is going to go and decide, you know what? We're pushing off the Ganze Chodesh 30 days more. So people are going to start saying, how could that be? I've been going every single day religiously for 2 weeks to have the Aleh Droshes and the Aleh and the Aleh Shurim and Chometz Matzah and the Chazoy Nishas Shir, how much you have to eat and how many minutes and how many this and how many that. And all of a sudden they tell me, I got another 30 days. Somebody's making a mistake over here. Come on, I know it's a 30-day period. You're telling me now it's going to be 60 days. That's Konishzayim. So there's going to be a Ganze Rifyoin in Klal Yisrael as to when Pesach really is. So if they said, you know what? After Purim, don't make an Ibiyor, loy plug, regardless of the circumstances, until Purim, and not beyond Purim. However, Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Fayez respectfully disagreed, and they say, no, v'stachoslein da'oilam and tell them, no, there was no confusion, we just didn't know, and therefore you can make it one extra month after all. Okay, so now what happens if the roiv and the miyat in this bezin is arguing in this machloikis? It makes no difference whether the dissident dying is the one that says, let's add a month, or he says, no, it's already after Purim, let's not add a month. One thing is clear, if there's a machloikis between two dayanim and the other dying, then what's going to happen is, some are going to want to make Pesach Nissen on the 15th of Nissen, and the other is going to say, no, it's not now, it's 1 month later. Nissen is pushed off a whole month. So what's going to happen is, those that are mikayim the Pesach Bizmanoi, they're doing it correctly, but those that are not doing Pesach Bizmanoi, they're going to chas v'sholom eat chometz on Pesach. This is an isra of karis. Oh, so they did a bishoygi, you have to bring karm chatzis. Oh, so that's the first dover has to do with mezid and karis and shoygi and chatzis. The next halacha in this Mishnah is, in this Brisa, Dover, ze halacha. Now what halacha are we talking about? Not just any halacha on Mishnah, zu hilchos achad osor. We're talking about the halacha of the 11th day. What was I say, the 11th day? You all know that there's a din of yud aleph yoim shebei nida le nida, after a woman has her normal menstrual period, and she goes to the mikvah, the days of nida are now behind her. For the next 11 days, if she sees new blood, it's not called Yemei Nida, it's called Yemei Ziva. What's the halacha in the Torah of Yemei Ziva? If she only sees a blood one day, next day she shemeris yoim keneged yoim. If she sees no blood the second day, she toibles at the end of the second day, and at night she's tohar labala, totally tohar. What happens if, unfortunately, the second day she also sees nida blood? Not nida blood, ziva blood. What happens now? She has to go mishmeris yoim keneged yoim on day number 3. If on day number 3 she's boidic, she doesn't see any blood, before night she goes to the mikveh, at night she will be tohar, I'm a chayit. What happens, unfortunately, if she does see blood on day number 3? Then she becomes upgraded from a zava ktana to a zava gedoyla. What are the ramifications of being a zava gedoyla? Number 1, you have to count Shiva Nakiyam 7 straight days without seeing any blood whatsoever. And number 2, she has to bring a carbon out a zava. Okay, that's, everybody knows that, that's all dover pashut. Now, what happens if, for instance, she sees the blood, not on day number 1, she sees the blood, we have 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom, she sees blood on day number 9. Okay, fine. Day number 9, Shemeres Yom Kereged Yom on day number 10, Shemeres Yom Kereged Yom on day number 11, if 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zavik Doyla, then Shiva Nikim. But what happens, not day number 10, what happens if it's day number 9? It's day number 10. The first time she sees blood in the Yud Aleph Yom is day number 10. Okay, what's the din now? There's no way that she can become a Zavik Doyla, because by the time you hit day number 12, the Yemei Ziva end, and now we talk about Nida blood and not about Ziva blood. So therefore, it's not Shaykh to have from 10, 11, 12 that she should become a Zava Gedoyla. Alright, so do we do Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? A machloik is between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that even though this 10, she saw the first re'iyah on 10, she may see a second re'iyah on 11. However, it regardless whether she sees a re'iyah on 12 or not, makes absolutely no difference, because she will not be upgraded from Zava Ketana to Zava Gedoyla, because the third re'iyah is beyond the Yud Aleph Yoim. So the question is now, if she sees blood on day number 10, does she have to be Shemeres Yoim on day number 11 or not? A machloik is between Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, and Reb Yochanan. The Itmar, 3 lines from the bottom, 4 lines from the bottom. The Itmar, Asiri, if she sees blood for the first time on day number 10, Reb Yochanan Omar Asiri Kitshi. Asiri is just like if she would have seen blood on day number 9. Just like if you see blood on day number 9, you have to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom on day 10, and then subsequently on day number 11, if she saw blood on day number 10. Same thing applies if she sees blood for the same first time on day number 10, she has to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom on day number 11. If she doesn't see blood that day, she toibles at night, she toibles during the day, and then she's Torah at night. And if she did see that blood that day, she also, continues to be Osir Labala, but there's no din of Zavik Doyla, because next day, day number 12, even if she sees blood again, it's neither blood, it's no longer Ziva blood. She was never upgraded from Zavik Tana to Zava Gedoyla. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says, go and check it out on day number 11. You still have to be Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim for day 10. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Asira, the status of day 10 of seeing blood for the first time, is just like if she's blood for the first time on day number 9. Then just like by number 9, you have to be sure you're going to get your on 10. And if she sees blood, you have to be sure on number 11. Same thing is, if she sees blood for the first time on day number 10, she has to be Shemir Yom Kineged Yom on day number 11. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no. Asiri ki achad asar. Asiri has the same din as the 11th day. Meaning that if she sees blood on the 11th day for the first time, she's certainly not Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom on day number 12, because 12 is already beyond the Yud Aleph Yom of Ziva. There's no purpose in going and be Boidik on day number 12. If she sees blood, she sees. If she doesn't see, she doesn't see. You don't have to be Boidik. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Asiri is like achad asar, just like but achad asar, if she sees for the first time, no Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim on day number 12. If she sees blood for the first time on day number 10, no Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim on day number 11.
It has to be Roy for 3 days?
It has to be Roy for the according to... Both of them agree it does not have to be Roy for 3 days, because even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that... let me start again. You're right. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be Roy for 3 days. Since it can't be Roy for 3 days, if she sees blood for the first time on day number 10, no din of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on day number 11.
Practical, what's the chilek in terms of day 11? What does the Shemeres Yom make her do?
The Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom means that she has to go and make a bedika to make sure that she doesn't see blood.
She's also a Baal Mamonah.
At that point. And then if she makes a bedika and she sees, Baruch Hashem, there is no blood, she goes toibling in a mikveh during the day. If she continues not to see blood, at night, she will be totally tor, muteris lebalim. Totally tor for all purposes.
If you're not Shemeres Yom
Kineged Yom, min ha-toira, and chas v'sholom, she lives with her husband, is a din if she did it b'meizit kareis, b'shoigeg, she has a din of bringing a kar m'chatas. And that's the focus of Taka, this case over here. Let's finish off and we'll get back. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, so again, Asiri, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Asiri Kichi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Omar Asiri Ki Achad Asar, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asiri Kichi, Machi Boy Shimon, just like if she saw for the first time on day number 9, she'd have to be Shmira on day number 10. And subsequently, if she saw blood on day number 10, she'd have to have Shmira, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on day number 11. And if all 3 days she saw blood, she becomes now a Zava Gedoyla. Afasiri, on day 10, if she sees for the first time on day 10, even though she cannot be upgraded to a Zava Gedoyla, because she only got 2 days left, 10 and 11. But nevertheless, you have to be Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on day 11. And if she is not Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on day 11, but she decides to live with her husband, I didn't see any blood today, wasn't poetic, she lives with her husband, has a Shalom Kareis Bemezid, Shoyig a Karbin Chatz. Reish Lakish Om Asiri Ki Achad Asar. Ma Achad Asar Le Boishima, just like if the first time if she saw blood on day number 11, she doesn't need Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, because there's no concept of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, because we already finished the 11 days, we're into neither days. Af Asiri Le Boishima, you don't have to bother making Shemira on day number 11, and therefore, if you have now Dayanim that are arguing in the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and if the Psak Taka is that you have to do Shmira on day number 11, and you didn't do Shmira, and the husband lived with the wife, Chas v'Shalom Karis B'meizid, B'shoigik Akar M'chatos, Rashi goes into much greater detail, but I don't want to hold the Oilam Vas Hishpet. Mishpat Zehadin. What Zehadin? Din Bita Me'anu Sosoi. What's the Din Bita Me'anu Sosoi? You remember we had at the beginning of Perek, Eluhein HaNisrofin, that if a person lives with one of the nine, we had nine besides Bas Ishkoyin Kisechel, besides the Bas Koyin, which is Din of Sreifa, there's also Din of Sreifa on three categories. What three categories? Bito, Bas Bito, Bas Benoi. Bito, Bas Beno, Bas Bito. Chamoisei, Eim Chamoisei, and Eim Chamov. So Bita Manusasa means a person has a daughter, in English they say out of wedlock, meaning that he did not have Nisu and he didn't have Kedushin with a woman. Instead he lived with her, either bonus, he was Ma'anasir, he violated her, or it was consensual, whatever. But Lamaisa, they had a child without having the benefit of Chasana. That's called Bita Manusasa. What happens if the person is the Chaza, mean Shaigit? Not only does he produce such a Bita Manusasa by not having Kedushin with the woman, but afterwards he lives with his own bitaman. A person lives with his own daughter. What's the din? The din of Sreifa. It doesn't say the fetish in the Torah Sreifa. How do you know it? What's the heina heina? Here's the shara heina zimahi, and there it just says heina ervoscha heina. So then a heina heina, and then afterwards it says zima zima shara heina zimahi, and then it says the eish yisrofu oisav yasan loisia zima besaychem. So then zima zima. That just like by the case of Isha ish the isha the ima, which means chamoisa, is a din of sreifa. Same thing applies over here, a din of sreifa if he lives with the bitaman asasim. Good. However, that's all if you had hasra mit edim. What happens if you didn't have hasra mit edim and he did it b'mezid? Then he gets kareis. Oh, so that's the din that we're talking about. Din, the Gemara explains in the Amud Aleph, means din, means a gzeira shava. Here too, we're learning gzeira shava, heina, heina, zima, ziva. And from this gzeira shava, I learn out hilchois, kareis, b'mezid, shoigig, b'chatos, b'shoigig. How? If a person lived b'tan usasai, b'mezid, heina, heina, zima, zima, he would go and get kareis. If they're eidim asra, then he would even get tzreif. Good, that's pshat according to Rameh. Shayfait the bain dum le dum, bain din le din, bain negle negle. What's bain dum le dum, bain dum nida, dum leda, dum ziva? What could be the three machlekes in here? Dum nida, the plukta akavi ben malala verabundit. Man, dum ha yoroik. What happens if a woman saw that the word yoroik, if it says yoroik kikarsi, that means that it's green. When it says yoroik in the Gemara, it means a yellowish, reddish, color. And therefore, this yoroik gets close to red, because it's a deep yellow reddish type of color, and that's the definition of yoroik. The question is this real dam nida or not? He said, yo, you see, if you have a mari, bring it to the roof, it's yoroik, she's a nida. They said, it's tar. Okay, so what could be the machloikas now between the two of the dayanim and the third dayan? Well, it's very easy. If the two dayanim hold like kav ben malala, the dayan yorik is tameh, and this third dayan holds it, it's tar, and he goes and baskins like that, and the woman lives with her husband, oyoyoy, according to the majority, isakaris, v'nechrisa. Ah, that's one way. Rashi says it could even be the other way around too. What means the other way around? What happens if on Sunday she saw dam yorik? Says, say the chachamim, tahar, say, come in alala. No, no, she's coming. Then on day Tuesday, let's say 2 days later, she sees dam nida. Everybody agrees that's real red blood, dam nida for sure. Now, min ha-toira, every nida, we're not talking about a zava now. A nida, she has to count 7 days of nida blood, not of yimei toiha. That's only by a zava. Of course, nowadays we don't make a distinction between one and the other. But in the times of the toira, in the times of Chazal, a regular nida, 7 days she was, whether she saw blood, all 7 days, she only saw blood once, the first day, makes no difference, 7 days she's a nida. Aha. Okay, after 7 days of nida over, no more blood, she can go to the mikveh, everything is fine. Ah. According to Reb Kavya ben Malalel, if she saw dam yorik on Sunday, and then after that she didn't see any more blood, or actually she saw blood on day Tuesday, right? Yellowish blood on Sunday, red blood on Tuesday, but Baruch Hashem, by the time Shabbos came along, no more period, no more blood, it's all done. Matzah Shabbos, she can go and table the mikveh, according to Kavim ben Malala. And then she mimeteres the bala. However, according to the Chachamim, nay, the Chachamim would say the other way around. Since Dam Yorik is garnished, you only start counting the 7 days from Tuesday. And when would she be able to go and toivel? Only next week on Monday night. A full week later. You have to count 7 days. So therefore, if she is going to go and follow the psak, she wants to be a machmir, like a kavah bin malala, tomei, tomei, that chumrah is osili de kula if she counts the 7 days from Sunday. Instead of from Tuesday, chas v'sholom, if she lives with her husband after that, on Matzah Shabbos, it's a shal of koreis, b'mezid, and b'shoyge, bring a karm chattas. What's tam leida? The plukta rav v'levi, the itma rav oma mayin echud hu, hatoyer tamos v'toyer tiarosei, v'levi oma shnei mayonah sein, stit nistam hatomei, niftach hator, nistam hator, niftach hatomei. On the surface it sounds very, very, a lot of sophistry over here. It doesn't really make a difference. Oh, but there's a major difference, lahalacha. What is this all about? Let's talk about l'moshel l'gabe, a yoledes that just gave birth to a baby girl. What's it then by baby girl? 14 days, she's automatically tummy. Whether she sees blood, she didn't see blood, makes no difference. The first 14 days, she's tummy. After 14 days are over, next 66 days, she's tar. Even if she sees blood, constantly from day 15 through day 80, the entire 66 days, makes a difference. These are all Yimei Toya. So now the question is, very fascinating. First 14 days she sees blood, Tomei. Next 66 days, they happen to be Tohar. What's going on over here? So now Omer Mayin Echad Hu, all of this is just like one faucet, if you will. You turn on the same faucet. The first 14 days, the Torah says, this blood is Tomei. The next 66 days, it's the identical blood that you had for the first 14 days. It makes no difference. Same blood. Torah says, now it's tar. There's the custom. It's to have two faucets. You have the faucet, the Tomei blood, and you have the other faucet, which is the tar blood. Shlemayana said, Nistama Tomei, when 14 days are over, the Mayan of Tumah blood ends, and Niftacha Tar, then it starts tar blood. At the end of the 80 days, Nistama Tar, the tar blood ends, Niftacha Tomei, now the new faucet, the Tomei blood begins. Okay. So it's 14 and 66. Well, one mayan, two mayanas. A grace of nafkimina, says Rashi. Nafkimina is what happens if from day 14 into day 15 she sees a constant flow of blood; it never stops. If it would have stopped at the end of day 14, and then she starts seeing brand new blood on day 15, but there was a hefzik in between, no blood. Okay, then everybody agrees. First 14 days, Tamei, next 66 days are Tahar. Same thing applies in day number 80. Final day, 80, she sees blood, but then hefzik stops. The blood that she saw was Tahar, she is Tahar, and then she sees brand new blood the next day in 81, so she's Tamei, fine. But what happens if there's a constant flow from day 14 to 15, or from day 80 to 81, that's where the machlokes is. Rav says, I could care less your flow, nish flow. The Torah says, 14 days, Tamei, 66 days, Tahar. The same blood is flowing from 14 to 50, makes no difference. On 14, it's Tamei, on day 15, it's Tahar. So Tlebi, it has to do with one Mayan, two Mayanis. If Nistama Tomei, if the first faucet was closed, it stopped bleeding on day 12, 13, 14, but it stopped, then starting in day 15, this is brand new blood, that's Tmei Toyar. However, if it wasn't Nistama Tomei, if it just keeps on flowing from day 14 to 15, then she remains Tomei until that Mayan ends. The Mayan might only end 2 days later, 5 days later, whenever that Mayan ends, and now finally, Baruch Hashem, Shalom Alei Nafshi, she stops seeing blood. The new blood after that will be Yemei Toya.
You won't get 66 days.
Sorry? You won't get an extension. No extension. End of day number 80. Correct. Now, on the other hand, you do get an extension at the end. What has extension at the end? On day number 80, what happens if she sees blood? We said it's Yemei Toya. What happens if that she continues seeing that on day 81 and day 82? Says Rav, who cares? 80 ended, just like we just heard now from Abarye. She's Tomei. Zok the Chavdeim. Levi? No. It's the same Mayan. The same Torah blood continues to flow from day 79 into 80, into 81, until 82. When she finally stops seeing that blood, then the new blood will be Tomei Tomei. Oh, okay. So now there's a big Nafkimina. If she were to go and see blood, Lamusha, from day 14 into day 15, according to Rav, she's totally Torah. She can live with her husband. No problem. This is Yemei Tahara. Says Levi Chulila, this is Yemei Tatumah Vatunish. A grace enough Kamina Legabi Kores, if he lives with her or not. Same thing on 80 and 81, the same thing. If he lives with her on day 81, according to Levi, allowed to, if it's the same Mayan, it's the same flowing blood, it's still Yemei Tahar. But according to Rav, it would be Tomei. Dam ziva beplukter of lezer Rabbi Shua. Not kish sar shloisha yom betoich achad use yoin. Im shav sami eis le eis v'yolda har zioletis bezoit. Rabbi Lezer shoyme laila v'yoin kelele Shabbos. What is all of this? What are you talking about? What we're talking about is that normally during the yud aleph yoin, as we said a few minutes ago, if a woman sees 3 days straight, she becomes upgraded, becomes a Zavik Doyla, she has to have Shivi Yimei Tahara, bring a carbon, Alice is Gittin fight. What happens if this happened when the woman is about to go and give birth? Which is very, very rare. Because normally if a woman is about to give birth, she has been Misulek is Dumin for the last 7, 8, 9 months. Aba, Azoi's Gitrafen. She did have blood after all, and she saw blood for 3 days, during the Yemei Ziva, during the 11 days. Okay. Imshavsa mi eis li eis. If before she actually gave birth, Baruch Hashem, things quieted down, she no longer had the tsar of labor pains or of ziva blood pains, nor did she see any blood. How long? For Amisles, for 24 hours. And then the Yolda, and then she gave birth. Harizuya letus bezoiv. This shows that the 3 days of blood straight, that was ziva blood, and therefore, even though she's a Yoledes, she's also a Zava. And at the end of the 14 days, she's not Muteris Labala. She's going to have to wait until she has 7 full days of Nikim, because she's a Zava. Tibra Blessim. But what happened if, in fact, there was no Shofs Me'es La'es? In other words, straight from the 3 days of flowing blood, then she gives birth, or 3 hours later, 6 hours later, you didn't have 24 hours, then I would be toila that dam as not dam ziva, but dam kishui. Meaning, it's because of the labor that she is going through. Just like the water breaks, so the whole system went wacky, and that's why she's been seeing blood, and she's been having pain for the last 3 days, and therefore she's not a yoledes bezoib, she's just having a difficult pregnancy and a difficult labor and a difficult delivery, but after that she does not have any dinim of a zava, because that's not considered to be ziva blood, it's considered to be leida blood. So therefore it's a grace enough come in if you have the 24 hour period or not, in between the 3 days and the actual later divri Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Shua agrees in concept to everything Rebbe Lezer said. All he does, he says it's not a 24 hour period, but rather Laila V'yoyim Kalele Shabbos. V'yoymoy. It's got to be like a Leil Shabbos. In other words, a full day, starting from Shkia the night before, until Matzah Shabbos, Rabbeinu Tamzman, etc. Against a 24, 25 hour period. If that's what happened between the 3 days and the Leida, then that's considered to be a real hefsik. But if it was anything less than that, if it was, even though it was 24 hours, but if the 24 hours, let's say, from 3 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon, it wasn't a full 24 hour of a new day of Leil Shabbos v'yoymai, what's halacha, then that would not be a proper hefsik, and therefore we would say that the 3 days of blood was related to the labor, related to the leida, and therefore she would not have a din of a zava. Dr. Gemara, and the end of this braisa says, Shofsa min atzar v'loy min adam. When we talked about Shofsa, the ikr is not Shofsa min adam, the ikr is Shofsa min atzar, that she no longer has these pains. Anyway, bottom line is, you can see there's a machlok between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, legabi this period in between. So if I'm going to paskin, like for instance Rebbe Lezer, that if you have, as long as you have an amis less between one and the other, she is a bona fide ziva. She's going to have to wait 7 days before she lives with her husband. Contra Bishua, no, she is not a zava, because it was only amis less. It's got to be not only amis less, it's got to be a laila v'yoim. It's got to be a full calendar day, not 24 hours, a calendar day. If it was only 24 hours, I am toiled that that blood is not dam ziva, it's dam leida. Since it's dam leida, there's no din of shiv nikim. And she'd be muteris labala after the 14 days by nekeva, as soon as day 15 begins of the 66 days. Good. Of course, enough gemina, if she lives with her husband during those days, without the shiv nikim, machloik zerbleza and rabbi shiv. Right, the other case from here to the bottom of the Omer de Boisai are much easier. Zokimar bein din ledin, bein din mamunis, din fascis. Okay, I'm sorry, bein din mamunis, din fascis, and din malchus. Din mamunis, that's what looked at Shmuel Rebbevo. We had this at the beginning of our Masechta, or back in Masechtis, Bava Basra, or the beginning here. Which take the Omer Shmuel. Shnaim shedonu dineim din, al shenikroim bezin chotzev. Rebbevo, omer dibri akol en dineim din. What happens if you have a bezin only of 2 dayanim, not of 3? Shmuel says, b'diyevet, that's enough. It's a chutz b'dikah bezin, you should have 3, but b'diyevet, 2 is enough. Rebbe Avoh says, it's garnish mit garnish. Then we call ein dinein, and then it's 0. The basis of machlokes we had at the beginning of the Masechta was how you darsh in the psukim. But anyway, bottom line is, what happens, Doc, if you have such a bezin chotzuf, and the bezin chotzuf paskid, Reuven, you have to give $100 to Shimon, and Reuven gives $100 to Shimon. According to Shmuel, the money belongs to Shimon. According to Rebbe Avoh, the money belongs to Reuven. Vuzmin afkimina, says Rashi, what happens if Shimon takes his $100 now, and he's Makadish Eso Isha? According to Shmuel, he did the right thing. It's his money. Good to Kiddusha. According to Rebbe Avoh, this is not his money. This is Gigazel to Geld. The money doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Reuven. You have no right based on Bez of Two. Bez of Two is a fraud. This is garnished. Therefore, ain't dinah din, and therefore the whole chasen is garnished. Okay, so nafkamina, whether she's mekudeshes or not, if afterwards she lives with somebody else, etc., could be problems of kares, problems of skila, problems of sreifa, all types of wonderful problems. Chenek. Right, din nefashis, but look to Rabbi Rabban, the sanya, Rabbi Oyma, mersat nefesh tachas nafesh, momen at Oyma, momen elan nefesh, mamishka nemar nemar nesina lamal, nemar nesina lamatam, mom afka momen. We had this gemara about a week ago, 10 days ago, so you all remember it. The gemara talks about over there, if someone shot at Reuven and Shimon, Reuven and Shimon are standing in the street, there's a person who hates Reuven and shoots to kill Reuven, but he missed, and he hit instead Shimon. What happens to this murderer who killed Shimon? We had a three-way machloikis. According to Rabbanan, what happens is, since he intended to kill, and he killed, even though he killed the wrong guy, but he killed someone, Lamisa, he gets a din of Sayef, a din of Herod. However, according to Reb Meir and according to Rebbe, they hold, no, you have to pay money. The Saf Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, you have to go and pay money. Then we had Tanu Bechizkia that said that you're potter in Gansin because it's Chayove Mises Shogigin. Like we had the more the other day. But anyway, so says Rebbe, no, it's not the Nefesh Achaz Nefesh, Momen. Atoim Momen El Nefesh, Mamish, maybe we have to go and kill this murderer. Nemenesin Lamala, Nemenesin Lamata. It says by the Pasik Lamala and Lamata. Here it says, Nesata Nefesh Achaz Nefesh. And there it says, Nesata Legabe, the case of the Nesata Deme Volodois to the husband, Nesata Betflilim. Then you have to go and give Nesina. Malalon, just like Nesata. So again, if you gave Momin like Rebbe, and Rebbe is right, you could take that Momin and you can make Kaddish as Isha. However, if Rebbe is wrong, and you're not supposed to take that money, because the person doesn't deserve to go and pay Teshlumin, so it's not my money, if I'm a Kaddish as Isha, the Kiddushin is Nabchal. Nafkimin again, Legabe, future potential Kores, and Beshoigi, Kriyachatas, etc. Dine Malkis, the Pluk to the Rebbe Shmoa Verabbonim. What's the Dine Malkis? It's not. Malkis begimul, Mishmeb Shemol Omer b'chav gimul. This was the Mishnah back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of our Masechta. Anytime a Bezin wants a Paskin Hilchois Malkis, do you need only 3, like a regular Bezin, or you need 23? What was the Machloik? It was based on whether Malkis is considered to be another form of Misa. And therefore, not Arba Misa's Bezin, thin of Misa's Bezin. And therefore, you'd have to have 23. Okay, so what happens if a Bezin of 3 gives Malkis? Malkis Reitzach, Mekitim Nebuch Malkis, and Hoi Yoyoy Titvai. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they were not authorized to give Malkis, and therefore that Bezdin and that enforcer that gave the Malkis, we can take them to Bezdin to go and pay him for the Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishes. You had no right to go and kill, hit the guy. Because according to Tanakhama, I had every right. So therefore, that money that he would receive based on, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that this was a faulty psak, and therefore a faulty Malkis, he got to pay the guy. Well, so this money I used to make out of Kiddush.
Even if you steal it, you can make a Kenyan.
What's my turn?
Didn't make a Maisa Kenyan with a Shinur. I mean, the Gudarim of Kenyan didn't apply.
Yeah, but here we're talking about it. The Machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel is they gave the person Malkis based on a Bezin of 3, saying that this person deserves Malkis. Let's give him the Malkis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, a Bezin of 3 has no authority to go and give Malkis. Nothing happened. So therefore, if the Bezin, in fact, gave Malkis, says Rabbi Shmuel, you guys are almost murderers. You're not murderers, Mamish, guy is still alive, but you gave Malkis Retzach, and therefore you got to go and pay. What do you do with the money that you paid? If he used that money to go and be Mekadosh HaSeisha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's his money, has every right. According to Tanakhama, no, the Bezin of 3 had the right to go and give Malkis. We don't have to pay him any moment, and if we're going to go and give him money, that money doesn't belong to him. So that is. It's like he gazled the geld, and therefore the Kedusha would not be chal. And then the pasuk continues on, Be'negle nega. What's Be'negle? Be'nige Odom, Nige Bat, Nige Begot. Nige Odom, Be'plukten, Rishua, Be'rabonet. Man, in Beheres, Kodom, Maseir, Lovon, Tome. In Maseir, Lovon, Kodom, Beheres is Tahar. Everybody agrees to that. That in the order of determining whether a person is tummy or not, if the Beheres is the white spot, if that came first, and then Seir Lovan started growing out of the Beheres, tummy. If the Seir Lovan came first, and then the Beheres came second, he is tar. No machlak. Sofik, what happens is, I'm not sure. Did the Beheres come first, the Seir Lovan comes first? The machlak is, Sukhutana Kama, tummy, Rav Shua Oimer Keah. Besides my Keah, Zukhutana Oimer Rava Keah means he's tar. What happens if this person that had this sofek beharis kodem l'seir lovin, seir lovin kodem beharis, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash? If a person's tummy is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. If he went in the Mezid, according to Mandiyoma, that he's daka tomei, chas v'sholom, the Mezid gets karis. If he didn't be sure, he has to go and bring karma chatz, according to the other Mandiyoma nish. So therefore, again, if the machloek between the two Dianim and the one dying is, how do we paskin like the Tanakam? But be sure, it's again a dover she's doing the chorus, she goes high chatas. Nigibatim, biplok the blues of Reb Shimon, the Verabon. We had this before. Did not the blues of Reb Shimon, oimer, li oilom, ein. It's a blues, it should be, mistake. It's a blues of Reb Shimon, not Reb Lazer. Reb blues of Reb Shimon, yichoy. Okay, is a mistake, take out the yid. Reb blues of Reb Shimon, oimer, li oilom, ein, and bayis, tome, ad, she, roa, kishnei, grisen, al, shnei, avonim, kish, bishteik, solim. The Torah talks at length about if you find a nega bekiris abayis shkarurois yirakrakois oyadam demois umarei and shofel minakir. The pasuk begins talking about that you saw a mara nega bekiris abayis vurois a nega vinei a nega bekiris abayis, and then the pasuk continues on shkarurois yirakrakois oyadam demois umarei and shofel minakir. So we start off with kirois, and we end off with kir. Says Reb Lozer of Shimon, why? Are there two wards? Is one ward? So Reb Lozer of Shimon, the Torah tells us that the only time a nega is metamia bias, if you have one nega that's spreading from one wall to the other, and it looks like it's one wall altogether. Where is that? In the corner. So here in the corner, right underneath that speaker, or whatever that thing is. If you have over there a nega of a gris, which starts on this wall, continues on to that wall, then that's considered to be a nega of a bias.
That's before also.
Exactly, more important before. 100%. So, Reb Shimon said, the nega has to be the size of two grisim on two separate stones, b'shteik solim, on two separate walls, b'keren zavius, in the corner. Orkoi, the length is kishnei grisim, like we said. V'rochboi, and the width is ki gris. What's the reason my time to lose Reb Shimon? Ksif kir, uksif kirois, ezeo kir shu, kikiris, when you have one wall, which is two walls, v'yom mezeh, keren zavius, but the Tanakama disagrees. So how would you have a problem now? What happens if a person goes into such a bias? According to the blood of Shimon, if you don't have that magic nega in the two corner walls, then you are tahar. You're allowed to go into the base of Migdish, no problem. According to Rabbanan, no. As long as there happens to be a nega, get gris. I don't care. One wall, two walls, 12 walls, minaf kimina. A gris is a gris is a gris and a nega. You're going to base Migdish, you're a tame. So again, if you're going to base Migdish when you're tame, chas shalom bikareis, if it's amazing, chat is bishoigi. Again, a machloik is between the two dayanim and the third dayan, jokti gemara. That would be another case, according to Meir, where the machloik is the zakin mamre, is amazing. Kareis, shigigasai, chatos. And the gemara mitzvah will continue weiter to the end of that price, going through every single case. How you can have that it be kareis b'meizit and shigos echatas? I get yontav, I get kvittel, everybody. Zad kibench, kol to the